You can expect division between the races if Kerry wins. You can expect a United Nations tax or a world tax if Kerry wins. You can expect affirmative action if Kerry wins. You can expect free prescription drugs not only for the elderly but also for AIDS patients. You can expect the Boy Scouts to be outlawed if Kerry wins. You can expect homeschooling to be eliminated if Kerry wins. You can expect the Bible to be declared a hate book if Kerry wins. You can expect the mandatory application of Ritalin to any child with spunk if Kerry wins. You can expect the complete and total elimination of borders with Mexico if Kerry wins. You can expect a rampant increase in partial birth abortion and the sale of baby body parts if Kerry wins. You can expect an increase, not a decrease, of violence and pornography coming out of Hollywood if Kerry wins. You can expect a completely socialized medical and dental world if Kerry wins. You can expect an totally out of control lawyers, the total loss of control over lawyers if Kerry wins. You can expect talk radio to come to an end because of a so-called Fairness Act that will be passed if Kerry wins. You might see the end of the Electoral College to ensure that never again will the Democrats be threatened. You might see a movement to seize all guns if Kerry wins. And ultimately, you might see the Constitution itself rewritten if Kerry wins. Now, that is derived from the Bible of the Savage Nation, called The Savage Nation by Michael Savage, Saving America from the Liberal Assault on Our Borders, Language, and Culture, published a few years ago. It was on pages 191 and 192, if you care to review it. I looked at it and sort of rephrased it. But that's basically the differential here.